Hi, Tamir, how are you doing?
Hello, everybody. It's great to be here again. Hi, nice to see you, Uriel. Nice to see you, Rotem. I must tell you, Rainer, that Rotem and Irit are great lawyers, very brave one. We've came to collaborate lately, and we are consult with each other. And I am more phasing out of local activity, and I think because I'm not their presence in the field, and Rotem and Irit are, and there are others good ones, but I think they are the leading ones. So I'm really, really happy that they could join us today and take part of it. And hopefully they continue with what they're doing. They are challenging the courts, even though the courts are very conformist, but challenging is our, in my point of view, as lawyers and judges, it's our role to shape the society, definitely when it's going south, definitely in such times. So it's great to see you all again. How are you, Rainer?
I'm still in good shape. Sometimes it's very difficult, but you know, I think it's the same for all of us. It's like a roller coaster ride. You go up and you go down, but we know there's light at the end of the tunnel. We know it because Pastor John told us so only a few minutes ago.
I will speak a little bit about Israel, but I will also take it to our other places. But I want to add some additional aspects to the story of Israel that my colleagues here weren't focusing on. First of all, they did mention about the vaccination of children. I'm saying to my people, I'm saying to the people of the world, if you want to know what's going to happen, just check the history, because history is now repeating itself. And we see in Israel, now they're targeting the children between 12 to 16. It's, in my point of view, it's only a matter of time until they will go even to lower ages. And you can see the Prime Minister of Israel is going out and talking about vaccination in obsessive way. Even the CEO of Pfizer said that he is obsessive about it. Well, what his motives are really, it doesn't matter. But we are seeing a politician, a leader of a country, trying to teach the whole country a new concept and a new doctrine. You don't have to work out anymore. You don't have to eat well. You don't have to take care of yourself. The chemical, I think Tom is with us, and maybe it would be better.
Oh, Tom Rentz is waiting in line. Go ahead, Tom.
Mute a little bit. So what is important for the Prime Minister of Israel, that everybody is going to get injected. He's talking about the third injection right now for the adults. But I do want to emphasize that when you look at the mainstream media, maybe Tom can just mute.
Tom, can you hear us?
Yeah, okay, now it's better.
I can hear, I was muted.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Just keep it mute. And everybody, if there is a noises from another places, then it will be helpful. So I want to emphasize that we are, in Israel, 9 million people. However, and yes, according to this mainstream media, about 5 million out of 6 million that was targeted to be injected. It's very interesting. They targeted 6 million, very interesting number. So they say that 5 million had been injected. Let's say that it is true, which is not necessarily so. We know that close to 400,000 people were supposed to get the second injection, because you don't get the green passport, the green tag, which is, as Rotem said, is the most fascist thing you can ever think about. You don't get it if you don't have two vaccines. But for some reason, almost 400,000 people out of this, so allegedly 5 million, didn't come back for the second shot. So that means that the first shot left them with some impression that they don't need to come back, or some of them are not with us anymore. So we have 1 million people out of the 6 million that were targeted, because we have about 6 million adults. 1 million that didn't get the shot, 400,000 didn't came back to get the second shot, and we have another, we assume there are about another million that took the shot, not because they believe in it, just because they wanted what they call their life back. And what I tell people all the time, you are never getting your life back if you are injected. You are getting your life back as injected person. So you are on your knees, now they are stepping on your head, and now you're getting some rights back. So it's never to be considered as I'm getting my life back. But people want to go on with their life. They want to have rights again. And we assume around 1 million more people that got injected. I wouldn't say vaccinated. I don't call it a vaccine, just to get some rights back. One more thing about Israel is that in workplaces, which we don't have any law, any temporary law, any regulation, anything from the government, for some reason, the majority of workplaces in the country, I'm talking about nationwide, through banks, insurance companies, telecommunication companies, electronic companies, all across the board, two small offices, even law offices, are asking as a mandatory requirement to show the green tag, which is a vaccination chart, or to show a test every 72 hours, 48 hours, 24 hours. It depends on the place. The Orthodox, the ultra-Orthodox, it says no test at all. You have to show green tag or you're out of work. And I am supporting some cases, very, very few, because I don't have time to deal with private cases anymore. But I'm supporting cases when they want to fire people. So they give them a hearing, the last hearing before firing. And I was just attending one this week, and it was shameful, because the time that we were talking with the people in the workplace, there was one, it was a high-tech company, and it's a team working as a team. I represented a woman. There was a guy of this six people team that got a brain damage after the second injection. While we were talking, he was in the hospital. The day after the hearing, I've heard from my client that he died. So now they have to decide if she is going to be fired or not, but they are busy now probably compensating the family of one of her fellow mates in her team. So that's how insane it is in Israel without any law. So this we call it kind of a nationwide phenomenon. Because it's based on what Rotem says, in my point of view, the propaganda, the mass media propaganda. This is the worst problem that we have, because people are tend to believe it. And from what I think and analyze, the biggest problem that we have right now is not on the top, is not the prime minister, or people from the World Health Organization, the Economic Forum, all the bad guys. The problem is with the lower levels, what we call, and I'm sorry that I have to use that term, useful idiots. What we see, people, smart people, doctors, professors, lawyers, researchers, whatever, just obedient to the system. It became in Israel, more than any other country, I think, it became, it's a religion, it's a new religion, but everybody wants to be part of the solution. And there is no sensitivity to what Rotem was referring, that we're losing democracy, we're losing the glue of democratic society, and they don't understand this is going to fire back because of people like you, Rainer, and my colleagues here, and others, everybody here in this session. Every time that you go on like an international live like this, it's, for me, it's like a democratic celebration. I had the privilege to meet with you in person in your committee. And what Rotem, by the way, and Uriel is doing now, as they're mimicking a local committee in Israel, very much as like yours, with some great doctors involved. And they're trying to challenge the PCR, everything that is going on. And it's amazing that we are still going on and doing what we're doing. It's very important. I will now speak about more about my future activities and worldwide activities, but if you want to ask me anything or just lead a conversation, go ahead.
Tell us briefly, because Tom is waiting and he's, I think he has a very limited time frame within which he can talk to us. But please let us know what your future plans are.
Yeah, let me be focused on just a few things that I think are important, and I will let Tom take the stage. I am working right now with some activists in the Netherlands. We are actually are forming now a claim to the ICC. Some people that were working in this institute and know exactly how the claims work, and they will do it very professionally. But in a bigger scale, what I'm trying now to form with my colleagues, I'm working with Willem, is a very important activist in the Netherlands. We're trying to set the basis for a new non-profit organization that will try to collaborate and coordinate between lawyers worldwide. Because I remember, Rainer, your personal initiative that you want to teach lawyers globally to take a template and to copy it in different countries, how to claim for penalties and for compensation. But we believe that if we don't have an organization with few people working around the clock, it will never happen. If we don't have something that is working as an established organization, it will be very hard, because we have some meetings, and I participate in a few meetings already with some lawyers through your forum and other forums, and everybody has a great intention, but there is no party or like a non-profit company that is really dealing with that. Mm-hmm. You know, that people are building a plan. So this is what I'm building right now. Hopefully we will be able to come forward with this plan and ask for some help with funding it. I personally not sure that I will take a part of it, because I really want to focus my personal activity in writing and in consulting with philosophers and academic law people, also former judge in Israel and other places, to build new law for the day after, what I call the day after. This mm-hmm. will end at some point. And what happens right now, in my point of view, and I think many people here agree with me, that this is an execution of a well-planned plan to change the norms, to change the doctrine. And I believe we do need to change them, but we do need to change them to the totally the other way. We need to protect people from this happening ever again. Yes. I know you're smiling because we talked about it. We spent some few hours in your office, and I'm really, as I said, I have privilege to have done that, but I want to take it forward. I really want to have the opportunity in the coming months to do it. One last thing, you talked about the guy from Africa. I'm looking for a country. If anybody can come up and give me some contacts to officials in any country, maybe in Africa, that is willing to go against this fake pandemic, those fake measures. We need a country. I know Belarus is like this, but I'm not sure that we can really cooperate with them. But I would want to have a country that we can rely on and say, hey, they are adopting this new concept that we're trying to establish. My people have a vow. It's never again. And we are the grandsons, and we will fulfill this commitment. It will never happen again. And what they're trying to do right now, we will not let it happen.
Excellent, Tamir. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
There's another country, it could be Tanzania. We don't know yet because we don't know what's happening there after the president died. But right now, Tanzania is in good shape. Belarus is probably another good place, but there are other countries as well. I'm going to send you a list by email.
Thank you. I'm focusing on Tanzania. And okay, by the way, Reino, just for you to know, I'm working now. I think my people approached to you guys, but I'm not sure. We're working now on the 19th of May. We're going to have, I don't know if it's going to be a hackathon, but it's going to be like an online conference with many professionals, and we really want you to participate. It shouldn't not necessarily going to be online, but we're trying to have a conversation between me, you, Kennedy, Bob Kennedy, and Del Bigtree, and we want to have all of us on the same table virtually to discuss for about 40 minutes about what's going on. We want to prevent from the government of Israel to start injecting kids under the age of 16. This experiment must be ended, and we know that Israel is only the early bird for the next of the world. They're already talking about green tag here in Europe. It's insane. I heard in Germany you cannot even go to shop now without showing a vaccination or something like that.
That's true.
Well, no, test results. No vaccination yet.
Okay, test results for now. But yeah, once they have all the people already needed to be vaccinated because they're going by ages, right? Then they will start pushing that as well. It's insane how it is going. All countries are the same. It's just a matter of differences in time.
Yeah, we know. That's why we're looking in awe at what's going on in Israel, because we know that this is what's going to happen next in all the other countries. But right now we have a very positive outlook in Africa of all continents. Nobody would have believed that they're so far ahead of us. It's incredible. And that they have their own means of transporting information through the churches. The churches that still seem to be working in Africa, but not here. Okay, now let's thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much, Rotem and Uriel and Tamir. We'll be in touch. We will get these bastards.
Yes, we will.
Okay.